Good morning. You're through to the Tourist Information Office. Tim speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. Could you give me some information about next month's festival, please? My family and I will be staying in the town that week.
Of course. Well, it starts with a concert on the afternoon of the 17th.
Oh, I heard about that. The orchestra and singers come from the USA, don't they?
They're from Canada. The next day, the 18th, there's a performance by a ballet company called Eustatis.
Sorry?
The name is spelled Eustatis. They appeared in last year's festival and went down very well. Again, their program is designed for all ages.
Good. I expect we'll go to that. I hope there's going to be a play during the festival. A comedy, ideally.
You're in luck. On the 19th and 20th, a local amateur group are performing one written by a member of the group. It's called Jemima. That'll be on in the town hall. They've already performed it two or three times. I haven't seen it myself, but the review in the local paper was very good.
And is it suitable for children?
Yes. In fact, it's aimed more at children than at adults. So both performances are in the afternoon.
And what about dance? Will there be any performances?
Yes, also on the 20th, but in the evening. A professional company is putting on a show of modern pieces with electronic music by young composers.
Uh-huh.
The show is about how people communicate, or fail to communicate, with each other. So it's got the rather strange name, Chat.
Good. We're particularly interested in cookery. You don't happen to have a cookery workshop, do you?
We certainly do. It's going to focus on how to make food part of a healthy lifestyle. Another workshop is just for children, and that's on creating posters to reflect the history of the town. The aim is to make children aware of how both the town and people's lives have changed over the centuries. The results will be exhibited in the community centre. Then, the other workshop is in toy making, and that's for adults only.
Oh, why is that?
Because it involves carpentry. Participants will be making toys out of wood, so there'll be a lot of sharp chisels and other tools around. Now, let me tell you about some of the outdoor activities. There'll be supervised wild swimming.
Wild swimming? What's that?
It just means swimming in natural waters, rather than a swimming pool.
Oh, okay. In a lake, for instance.
Yes. There's a beautiful one just outside the town, and that'll be the venue for the swimming. There'll be lifeguards on duty, so it's suitable for all ages. And finally, there'll be a walk in some nearby woods every day. The leader is an expert on insects. He'll show some that live in the woods and how important they are for the environment. If you'd like to read about how the preparations for the festival are going, the festival organizer is keeping a blog. Just search online for the festival website and you'll find it.
Well, thank you very much for all the information.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.